was the day before Christmas. We'd been on the road a long time and we felt like two stomp frogs traveling westward through Illinois or Iowa on our way to some dumb show somewhere. We tried to tickle each other and give each other noogies and celebrate Christmas in our own way. The countryside looked like a dang Christmas card coming through our bug-filled windshield of our motorhome. Fine dusty snow was starting to whirl around. Dusty Snow is a country singer who likes to whirl around. He's pretty weird, and that's a whole other story. The interstate highway was just about deserted, except for the guy we just ran over. It began snowing harder. We needed a place to pull in for the night, but we hadn't seen anything open for quite a while. We started to get all upset and bang each other on the head. It was getting dark, and the wind was blowing the snow into pornographic shapes. We pulled up at the next exit, but there was no sign of life except this old dumpy barn. The barn had a sign over the door and lights were on inside, so we went in. Turned out to be a little grocery store and some antiques for sale in the back. The antiques were the mama and papa of the guy that owned the place. The owner took us into a little room where they kept boots and snow shovels. We plugged our electric line in and got out of there because he was acting pretty weird. We dragged our artificial out of the trunk and Misty had it trimmed and on fire in about 10 minutes. We'd been on a long, hard tour, and we didn't have any presents for each other or even any clean underwear. We looked around at the antiques, picked out some goodies. But we didn't have any way to gift wrap them. We didn't even have any duct tape. Two or three at a time, some of the people from the town came into the store, stomping the snow off their shoes, coos, and the raccoons off their boots, and saying Merry Christmas, you idiots, to each other. Smiling and friendly and laughing and acting really weird. They offered to take our gifts back to their homes and wrap them for us, and they never came back. We bought the eggnog and cookies in the little store and sat on the floor, had a little party all by ourselves. In the morning we woke up in snow-covered cornfields, snow-covered people standing out there frozen, and an old rusty plow half buried in the snow. Rusty plow was a country singer. The rest stand in the snow, but that's another story. It was a perfect Christmas. We don't even know the name of the town or the state it's in. Maybe Argentina. We just like to think of it as our weird